insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
الذين يحشرون على وجوههم إلى جهنم أولئك شر مكانا وأضل سبيلا
The ones who are gathered on their faces to hell, those are the worst in position and farthest astray in their way.
The 34th verse of chapter Furqan says, الَّذِينَ يُحْشَرُونَ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ إِلَى جَهَنَّمْ أُولَٰئِكَ شَرٌ مَكَانًا وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا Those who shall be mustered upon their faces unto hell, they are in a worst place, and as to path, most astray. In the previous verses of this chapter, we talked about the different pretexts of the unbelievers and polytheists, the last of which was the pretext that why has not the Holy Quran been sent down to the Prophet all at once? Why has it been sent down gradually? And the Almighty Allah said that we did this لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَدَكْ We sent the Quran gradually to strengthen your heart, and in addition to that, we bring you the truth and best explanation of it. Now, the most misled person is the one who finds faults with prophets and makes difficulties for them, as the previous verses discussed. So, in this noble verse, it is implied that after they're finding faults, after bringing some pretext, these stubborn and biased foes made inference that Muhammad and his followers with this book and these programs he's claiming, they are the worst people of Allah. We seek Allah's protection. Since saying this matter was not consistent with the eloquent and the decorous words of the Quran, Allah answers this without mentioning the very matter. So it says, الَّذِينَ يُحْشَرُونَ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ إِلَى جَهَنَّمْ Those who shall be mustered upon their faces unto hell. This is the result of men's programs and deeds that are shown in hereafter. Some people on the day of hereafter, their faces shine like moon. They go towards paradise with long steps. They go towards paradise really fast. And on the contrary, there are some people who will be lying on the ground, and the angels of punishments will be dragging them to hell. This different destiny shows who is really misled. who is among the worst people of Allah. This shows who is the true evil and who had been misguided. And on the other hand, who is really happy that day. على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Commentators are of different opinions about the purpose of this Quranic phrase in this verse, which says, الَّذِينَ يُحْشَرُونَ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ, those that shall be mustered upon their faces. Some commentators take the literal meaning of this phrase. Therefore, they have said that the angels of punishment drag those polytheists and disbelievers to hell while their faces will be underground. On one hand, it shows how abject and wretched they are. Because in the world, they were very self-conceited, they were headstrong, they were proud, and they considered themselves better than others. And on the other hand, it is an embodiment of their aberration in this world, because such a person that is dragged in this way can never see ahead. He is always unaware of what is going to happen and what is happening around him. This is based on some commentators' idea. Some others, however, have taken it with its ironical meaning. They say when the verse says, الَّذِينَ يُحْشَرُونَ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ, those that shall be mustered upon their faces, is ironically implying that their inner longing for this world is so much, and for the sake that their heart is still longs for this world, they are dragged toward hell in this way, that their heads are down. They will be dragged upon their faces. Let us end our discussion about this verse with a tradition from the Holy Prophet ﷺ. The Holy Prophet says, on the day of resurrection, fire speaks with three people, ruler, singer, and the rich. It says to the ruler that Allah had bestowed you palace and sovereignty, and you did not judge rightly. And then the fire swallows him as a bird swallows sesame. It says to the singer that you adorned yourself for people, you struggled against Allah by committing sin and disobeying Him, and then it swallows him. And it says to the rich that Allah had bestowed you a lot of blessings and wealth, and you did not lend poor and needy people who wanted a little money, and then it swallows him too. May the Almighty Allah save us from the hell on that day, dear listeners. Thank you for staying with us. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Don't be
saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.